You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Wednesday edition, and I'm going to focus in on just one story, and it's the story all over the news. If you turn your television on, your radio on, it is the talk of America, and that is the bomber, a mad bomber, who knows? I think he'll be caught, though, because he sent, so far, he sent envelopes, packages, that are now being described as bombs. But none of them have gone off. That's what's very noticeable and surprising. If someone is going to go to the trouble and commit a crime, this is a very serious crime. It's an act of terrorism. I don't condone it at all. I mean, this person should be arrested as soon as possible and prosecuted to the fullest. But who did he send the bomb to? To billionaire George Soros. He's a very wealthy, multi-billionaire that has funded many, many left of center, and I would say far left of center, causes, not only in the United States, but around the world. First, we learn that there was an attempt to send a bomb to billionaire George Soros, but again, it didn't go off, and it's not clear, and the police obviously are not going to give you all the details, whether this bomb could go off. Because usually if you're sending a envelope or small package type bomb, you don't use a timer. And that's one of the key things to understand. Because on television and the movies, what you usually see is someone prepares an explosive and it's set to go off at a certain time. Well, why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense in terms of mailing a bomb. Whoever is going to open the bomb is going to get injured or killed. And that usually what happens. There is no timer. It's the act of opening the envelope or package that ignites it. In other words, you have to have a detonator, and you're usually either cutting a string where you're releasing the tension, and that causes it to go off. Well, there's been no explosions on any of these so-called bombs. Call them what you will, a bomb, a device. I would just call it a piece of mail that's very, very suspicious, and what's making it suspicious is the sheer number of it. In addition to George Soros, and he backed both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, and both of them were sent a package. They were, for the President of the United States, Barack Obama, his mail is screened. If he gets it, it's already been checked. Because there are people that are mentally ill, unstable, that will try to kill a former president or a high government official. So the mail sent to President Barack Obama, they sent it to a facility to handle this, and they caught it there. And the same thing with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Remember, she's the wife of the former president, so there is some secure Secret Service, although not as extensive as if you're a president. So one was intercepted going to her home. So that's three people related. They do have a connection. The fourth one is John Brennan. He works at MSNBC, but whoever sent this, and John Brennan's the former CIA director. Apparently, the person thought he worked for CNN. He doesn't. He works for MSNBC, but the package or small envelope went to CNN, so they had to clear their building there. There was an alarm, and you see that on television. And one was apparently sent to former Attorney General Eric Holder, but it was returned, and this is what's curious. Someone has a rather wicked sense of humor. It was sent to Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Yes, that Debbie Wasserman Schultz that had to resign. She was, for several years, the chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. So they're all Democrats. And the question is this the last of the bombs? I don't think so. I think there'll be more. We'll find out. Because it's difficult to, and I would say nearly impossible, to have them all delivered at the same time. Because if you're sending it through the Postal Service, and apparently they were, though that's not clear, someone could have delivered it. You could have, you have FedEx and UPS. They deliver packages, and you could hire someone, their local ones, that could send it. But here's the problem. If you're the bomber, you don't want to be caught, so you want to cover your tracks. The more bombs there are more clues, evidence, and it makes it somewhat easier to track. Because if you ever go to any government building, including post office, and definitely these facilities, they have cameras all over the place. So if you have to drop off the bomb, whether it's in a small package you could put in a mailbox, there are going to be cameras there. And these people are not necessarily the smartest or sharpest knives in the book. And so far, and this is the only good news of this, there has been no explosions. Apparently, somebody out there, for whatever reason, and I don't know what they're doing, other than the timing is suspicious. It's 2 weeks before the election. This is definitely would be characterized as an October surprise. And why would anyone do this? Because, see, in my mind, if someone is serious about doing this, one or more of these bombs should have gone off if you've done your homework. But if it's suspicious looking, and apparently a few were and a few weren't, we don't. And remember, the police are not going to give you a lot of the details. They'll give you a picture, and there are pictures of what they've looked like. And that in itself is odd, because usually, if this was a real bomb, they don't want people knowing what it looked like. Now, I've seen a picture. It's from ABC News of the bomb sent to John Brennan. It was a package with a number of postage stamp on. It's care of John Brennan at Time Warner CNN, and it has the address, the New York address. And from just a superficial look at it, you might think it's a pipe bomb. That's the first reaction, and some people are calling it a pipe bomb. But why didn't it go off? Because pipe bombs are, we've had some experience here in Texas, they usually go off. They're dangerous because what makes them dangerous, they're usually, it's a pipe, metal. Apparently, this was not metal. It was plastic. And it's typically filled with nuts, bolts, bearings, marbles, glass, pieces of glass, because after it explodes, it sends projectiles in every direction. And it really does a lot of damage. If you happen to be near that when it goes off, it could seriously wound you, if not kill you. And it's a very, the description is a dirty bomb, because it will send shrapnel, pieces of usually metal or ball bearings or glass, in 360 degrees around, and a lot of people get injured that way. None of these bombs, thank God, have gone off. But that raises a question. Why didn't they go off? If someone is going to go to the trouble and run the risk of getting in very serious trouble, why wouldn't they make sure that it goes off? So then we get to the motivation. They didn't want to hurt one. You know, the obvious answer to the question is, well, they wanted to scare people, terrorize people, but not injure them. And so far, and I emphasize so far, and I think there'll be several more. I don't think, if it were just one or two and that's it, I think that would be it. But this is several, which means in a period of time, usually 24 to 48 hours, they've sent multiple packages with these devices in it. And we'll find out, it's a series, and over time, who got them. So within a narrow window, and I think that's what the person did, he made all these bombs up and then most likely went to several different post offices. I don't think he went to just one. Dropped these devices off, and now we're, because it usually, the mail takes, depending on where you're mailing it from and where you're mailing it to, it typically takes 2, 3, 4, 5 days, given the U.S. mail today. And that's assuming he uses the United States Postal Service. The problem with using UPS and FedEx, when you drop it off, usually there are cameras in those stores, and the person probably checked that. I strongly suspect what he did is he dropped it in a mailbox, and then it was sent forward. But we were missing a lot of details, and we're missing a lot of information. We don't know why he did it. We don't know who it is. We don't know where he's from. The suspicion is he might have been in Florida, and they say that because the return address was to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is a congresswoman from Florida. Now, I wanted to play right off the bat, first, the President of the United States. I want you to listen to President Trump's response to the bombs. It's a very serious, very appropriate message, and it's what any American would expect any President of the United States, Democrat, Republican, to say.
The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation and bring those responsible for these despicable acts to justice. We will spare no resources or expense in this effort.
You would expect the president, and he did, make a appropriate statement that the United States government will use every available resource to find out who this individual is and bring him to justice. That's what you would expect a president say, and President Trump said exactly what he should have said. Yet, what is happening? What is big lie media already doing? And they've said this. This is the Make America Great Again bomber. They use the initials, M-A-G-A, the MAGA bomber. That's irresponsible, folks. That is totally, completely irresponsible. But that's where big lie media is today, because they're in essence a propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. And they're pointing out, they're all Democrats. It's some crazy Trump supporter. That's what we're hearing already. It's a Trump supporter. Well, what makes you jump to that conclusion? See, I can make a case it's a Republican, a Democrat, an independent, a communist, or just an ordinary, average American nutcase. We have a lot of mentally ill people in the United States. And unfortunately, you only need one that gets in his head that, hey, wouldn't it be neat to send bombs to all the Democratic candidates? And then we can blame it on Trump. You see, you have no idea, and we won't until they arrest this person, and whether or not we'll find out. Now, they're going to try to get a statement from him. I really think what you have here is someone that has some issues, mental issues. But you can make a case easily, and if I have time, I will, or maybe next show, that it could be a Republican, it could be a Democrat, it could be an independent. It could be anyone that had the means of sending these bombs. And if you live in the United States, you can go to any store, grocery store, stationery store, and buy either an envelope, or you can make a small box, a package, and stuff in it to give it the appearance. And what would you do? Put in a clock, a little clock. You've seen these little clocks. I have one at home. And you could put a battery, and you could put some wires, and you maybe could put some baby powder, or if you don't like baby powder, you could put some sugar, and maybe some marbles or nuts and bolts. Is it a bomb? See, that's the question that immediately comes. Is this a bomb? Can it explode? Apparently, what we've learned so far, none of them have exploded. And why they might give the appearance of being a bomb, appearances are not everything. I'm not making excuses for him, because he needs to be arrested and the book thrown at him and probably spend 20 to 30 years in jail, even though that's going to cost the American taxpayers a lot of money, because it'll cost you $50,000 to $60,000. But you need to do it. I think that somebody that, frankly, is not very intelligent, probably has some mental issue, and I'm speculating here. I don't know who it is. From my past experience, though, with terrorist acts, and I've covered many in the news, it's probably a man. I think that the only thing I would speculate on is probably a man, and he probably has a reason, a political reason, for picking these targets. But then you get to the question, and this is what's puzzling me and a lot of other people. If you were a Republican or a Trump supporter, would you send a bomb to all of them or being Democrats? Because what are the Democrats going to do? Well, this is Donald Trump's fault. Encouraging this. No, he hasn't encouraged this. That's nonsense. That's total, complete nonsense. But they're already saying that. They're trying to make equivalence. Remember when he had his rallies? Because I watched and covered many of these rallies in the sense of for my radio show. And you had people, usually there were a few people, that would make a disturbance, interrupt the rally, and they were taken out. They weren't beaten up. They were asked very politely by security, leave, and they were escorted out. And Donald Trump, I don't have the exact quote, but there were people in the crowd that were not happy with those people because the majority, overwhelming majority of people are Donald Trump supporters. And they don't like people interrupting, at that time, candidate Trump and today President Trump. And they were doing it for the publicity, the cameras, and that's why you see the cameras, and Trump, President Trump has commented upon that. They're locked in on the president at the podium. They don't swing the cameras around, and Trump has commented, and occasionally at the very beginning, you might get a wide shot of everything, but they usually do not show someone being escorted out. So what we're getting today is a lot of speculation, left, right, and center. Was this a Democrat surprise to get the vote out from the left and their voter base? Was this a dirty Democratic trick to make it look like a Trump supporter did it when it was not a Trump supporter? It was one of these radical extremist leftists. Well, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I might as well say it could be an independent that doesn't like the Democrats or the Republicans and is not violent. Just wanted to send a message. We know where you are, and we can send devices that don't blow up. This is a warning, like a warning shot. Well, it's not a shot. It's just an envelope with some stuff in it. So we need a lot more information. And usually within 24 to 48 hours, we'll know. And I would not be surprised in this instance that arrest is forthcoming. Because one or more surveillance cameras probably picked this person up, whoever he is, and they have to run down the leads. So if they see somebody multiple times dropping off packages, either at the same post office or different post office close by, they're going to have to track them down. Now, you got to understand, a lot of people today don't use the United States Postal Service. They either use email, if it's a letter, or UPS or Federal Express or another delivery service to deliver their mail. And what he could have done, I don't know if he did, he could have dropped this off at a post office box, not at the post office. There's still some out there, folks, believe it or not, where there isn't a surveillance camera. That would be the smart thing to do, but these people are not necessarily as smart as people. And you do have cameras at these facilities, and some of them can read license plates. You need a special camera to do that. And for security reasons, more and more, you have, especially the bigger the post office, doesn't matter too much on the size. Most of them will have one or more security cameras, especially at the entry and exit. So if you need to get postage stamps or anything and go into the post office and come out, you're caught on camera and they keep the footage for a while. And the same thing with the post offices and where I'm at, they do have boxes outside the post office where you can just drive in, drop off the package, and then drive off. But guess what? There are security cameras aimed directly at those boxes. So whoever did this, unless he's very, very intelligent, and what they're looking for is not only a picture of the person doing, but the license plates. They're going to be running these license plates. And where you get someone repeatedly, and here's what gets suspicious. I could see somebody going to one post office. But if you have three, four, five, or more packages and you go to different post offices, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to compare if they have the cameras. And this is key. You need special cameras to capture the license plates. And they're not cheap. They're expensive. But if they can read the numbers or the description of the car and their color photo, they're much better cameras than they were when they initially came out. So if you see a car, let's say a blue car, and usually have a make, model, year, roughly. And they've gone to four, five, six post offices in, let's say, a short period of time, 1, 2, 3 days. And whoever did this probably wanted to do this in one day. So he could go into one city, the next city, and the next city. Well, they're going to match it up. The police aren't stupid. Maybe the criminals are. They're going to try to run this down. And it's a process of elimination. Now, yes, there are a lot of people going to post offices. I'm not saying this is easy. But if you think about it, most people do not go to the post office that often. Maybe once a week to pick up mail if they have a box. I would say more often. If it's a business, they probably go to the post office once a day. That's typically the situation. But you see, there you know, because they're going into a box. So there's a lot of security measures, surveillance cameras. And that's how combination of surveillance cameras and where these packages originated. Now, if these were really bombs, in other words, one or more went off, then I think you're dealing with a more sophisticated person or one that really meant to kill whoever he sent this package to. But when all of them have not gone off, and it's not a question of they had outstanding security, yeah, I would suspect that the president's mail and the Secretary of State's mail, Bill Clinton's, high government officials, they're going to screen it and should catch it. And that's what happened. But others don't have that Secret Service protection. But all of these packages most were caught. Some went to the mailroom, for example, at CNN, was misdirected. None of them get off? Nah. So what do I think is going on? I don't know. And most of the news people don't know either. They're just speculating. I think there's a song that's very appropriate here, and I lead off with this. And I normally don't play music, but I wanted to play this. It's a very good song. It's called The Windmills of Your Mind.
Run like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on a never spinning reel. Like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple, whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel you can follow to a tunnel of its own. Down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone. Like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream. Or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Was the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragments of a song. I've remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair. A circle in a spiral, a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning wheel as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Now that was The Windmills of Your Mind. The singer was Noel Harrison. He's deceased. But that was his one hit, and it was won an Academy Award for Best Song. And the movie was The Thomas Crown Affair, starring Steve McQueen. A good movie. Now, they remade it a couple of years ago, but I prefer the original, but that's me. Now, why did I think that was inappropriate? You can drive yourself crazy trying to figure out who's responsible for this. The honest answer, the truth is, no one knows until they catch this gentleman and interview and talk to him. Why did you do it? Why did you send these bombs or devices? Now, if, and this is an interesting point, but it's not going to get him off, it's not a bomb unless it has the essential elements. You need a detonator. And apparently, none of these bombs had a detonator. In other words, they weren't going to go off. They weren't going to explode. So, absent a detonator, someone has sent in a package with some stuff in it. What kind of stuff? Oh, a clock? Is a clock a bomb? No. Some screws? Maybe had a screw loose? Some screws? Marbles? Powder? You know, sugar? Flour? Baby powder? You see, and this is important, it's the what did the person intend? And I'm sure he's going to say, I didn't intend to kill anybody. I was just sending them. I wanted to send a message so they understand we're out there. We're watching them. But it is very much a terrorist threat. It's the threat. Whether or not any of these devices could explode is not relevant. It's the fact, and it's not one person, it's multiple persons, all high government officials. President Obama, Secretary of State Clinton, CIA Director Brennan, the number one supporter of the Democratic Party and leftist causes, George Soros. They have a common denominator, but here's what caught my attention. And if you're a regular listener to the show, you know this. There was a conspiracy involving Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and people in their administration, including the White House, the Central Intelligence Agency, the Department of Justice, and the FBI were conspiring and did spy on, use the intelligence service to spy on the Donald Trump campaign and the people involved in his campaign. And they made up evidence, the so-called fake dossier. So we've had a fake dossier, we've had fake news, and now it looks like we have fake bombs. And that's what caught my attention. Obama was in on this conspiracy. He was leading it. The main beneficiary was Hillary Clinton. And one of the activists that organized this is the CIA director. And what the American people have been demanding, not just Trump supporters, is that we have a complete, thorough, independent investigation, and where the evidence supports it, prosecution of the plotters, the conspirators, because this was the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy. And the American people have been demanding this, and nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. That's why every time there's a rally, they're yelling, lock her up, lock her up. Well, I don't believe you lock someone up unless you got enough evidence that they've committed a crime, but you sure certainly should impanel a grand jury and go where the evidence leads, because there are multiple crimes here. There are at least 2 to 3 dozen people that were actively involved in this, and they used government resources to spy on their political opposition. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a felony and should be prosecuted, and the American people have been demanding it, and nothing's happened. So, see, I can make the case. This is a frustrated Trump supporter that says, by God, they're getting away with it. Let me put a scare in them. Now, I could also make the case, these are a bunch of Democrats, because we're 2 weeks away from the election. Remember that. Remember the timing of this. That let's give the appearance that it's Trump supporters doing this, but it's really them, and we don't want to hurt our pop political friends, so we'll make sure that these are duds, and they're duds. Call them fake bombs, duds, devices, whatever. None of them blew up. Thank God. I'm not complaining about that. Most Americans don't want anybody hurt. But the rhetoric from the left and the violence from the left today, and that's where it's coming from. It's not coming from the right or the center. It's coming from the far left. Many of them are progressive Democrats, socialists, and they've taken one step further. So you can argue it's Trump supporters, it's Democrats, it's progressives. Who knows? It could be, and I think this is more likely, someone that's mentally disturbed. Can't really sort it out. Can't even make a bomb that goes off. Thank God. So I'll have more to say. We'll know more. Definitely have an update of this. And don't be surprised if by then we know a lot more, and hopefully they have arrested whoever did this. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.